Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I know we've been having rough times lately, and I know you've been thinking about leaving me too. But I hope you don't, baby. I hope you don't. Girl,
I'm not gonna send no more emails.
No.
And I'm not gonna send text messages.
No.
Girl, I'm gonna sit down with a ballpoint pen, and I'm gonna write a letter to you to say just how I feel.
Like a fish out of water, girl,
I can't breathe.
Like in a phone booth without a quarter,
girl, I'm lost like a ship without a sail, and that's how.
I'm Dre, the Doctor, the Poet, 365. I hope my audio is coming in. Having some difficulty lately. And welcome to Poetry After Six. We're going to be doing the Urban Haiku. And Poetry Pen Tag is always available. So, listen in. 713-955-0328. Call in and get it in. And understand the urban haiku. The urban haiku poet uses the haiku to capture the and verbalize a fleeting, natural image, thought of human conditions, situations, feelings, or emotions. Urban environments, relationships, and even numerous topics may be urban haiku topics. The urban haiku is beauty and simplicity, experiences, good, bad, or ugly, right, wrong, or indifferent, that sprout imagination and emotion. Call us, the Urban Haiku. Pin tag the mic. This is what we do. Dreaded Doctor 713-955-0328, The Poet 365. What we gonna do?
Your girl Ruth, I knew that you got down skin, caramel complexion, lips chocolate brown.
I'm wondering now,
would you get her for me? Yeah, let me stuff your Philly blunt with this black sensation.
Oh,
we can't continuously get high like the clouds that watch the city. Until we go blind like my man Stevie, to the whites of our eyes, a bloodshot glossy. Then we'll fall fast asleep, and when we wake, we can't pick up where we left.
I don't mind.
No, but see, I'm like, all the while I'm hoping she wouldn't help, so I can be like Michael Jackson and enjoy myself. Cause
all I wanna do is take her to the lab.
When she roll up in these sheets and let me spark that out.
What we gonna do when the hell is gone? Should we just roll some more so we can go some more?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I should just take you home and make you pee for my like a
love song.
What we gonna do when the hell is gone? So we
all
just
right,
roll some more, so we just roll some more.
Right,
or maybe I should just take you home and make you pee for my like a love song.
It was evident that you were hesitant when we did it.
You won't hit my lips and we hit it.
Yeah. Instantly you affected my state of being a cloud 99. By the way, your eyes was half closed
and mine too.
Lord knows if we would've rolled another soul, then you would've been
holding on like
yeah.
Involved, you know.
See, I knew that you laced it.
Yes, indeed.
Cause I can tell when I taste it.
Yes, indeed.
Got me breaking the sweat, feeling like something's crawling all over my neck. You got me wrong.
Yes, indeed.
I can't believe that you got this type of effect on me. It seems that I've been
feeling for you,
and you
feeling for me.
For that high that we both need. Tell me
what we gonna do when the hell is gone.
We gon' do
roll some more so we can go some more.
Oh,
maybe I should just take you home and make you pee for my like a love song.
Tell me,
what we gonna do when the hell is gone so we can
roll
some more so we can go some more.
Kicking it like that live, and as we dig into the poetry, we're gonna do it just like we do, and I'm in a situation where I can't double check my audio. I just want to make make sure my audio is coming in correctly. And so before we go on, let's take another musical break.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's coming burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think it's gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. But there's so many other things.
By myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain?
It's the way I feel. I know I made a mistake, now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back.
What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, 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 ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo.
You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return.
Trying to get my my vocals, my earphones, audio correct. Okay.
Like that.
All right. Check 1, 2. Yeah, this is Poetry After Six. The Poetry Haiku Poets. you know, is the haiku, the urban haiku that transcends and in even incorporates all of the virtues and elements of the traditional Japanese haiku, yet it stretches the limits and adds in additions for all kinds of rule-breaking energies. So that's the urban haiku. And I'm going to break you off some urban haikus. Excuse any noises right now as I adjust earphones. Again, you know, I love the history behind the haiku, the origin. We have to learn to go back to the beginning. There was some writings that was taken from a philosopher or a wise man that said that if you want to know how something started, you have to go back to the beginning. And a lot of times when we go back to the beginning, we understand that people of color have created things, and then we understand the real origin, like the origin of the word cracker. That wasn't a hateful word that was created. That was exactly what was happening a lot of times because of the whip, and that name became that because at any given time that kind of situation was happening. So we have to understand the origins of the word and words and where things come from, because the origin of the haiku, this comes from Japan, and it's history, you know. So I wasn't really into haikus until Sonia Sanchez. I heard her doing haikus, and it was mind blowing. I was like, wow, okay. And I still didn't know what they were all about. So I got my own thing. And here is here's a haiku right here. Urban haiku. Urban haiku. Robots becoming human, embracing death, being numbered by society, robots that continue to believe in eternal life but never receive eternal life. Poet 365. The the urban haiku focuses on details of one's environment that relate to human conditions. The urban haiku is a meditation that conveys an objective image or feeling without employing subjective judgment and literary analysis. The urban haiku uses the haiku to capture and distill or project a fleeting condition, situation, feeling, or emotion. Urban environments, relationships, and even numerous topics may be urban haiku subjects. The urban haiku doesn't have to adhere to the 5-7-5 symbol pattern of the urban. And the urban haiku generally doesn't rhyme, but the haiku generally doesn't rhyme, but the urban haiku can rhyme. And Nuren haiku is beauty, simplicity, and experiences, good, bad, or ugly, right, wrong, or indifferent, that sprout imagination into motion. The urban haiku reveals simple and universal thoughts, and extensive vocabulary is better suited to a longer poetic form. Yet, the urban haiku can be a very short poem. And the use of extensive vocabulary is better suited for, you know, the longer poems. It's always good to understand what you're doing before you do it. So even if you don't do it right, you know that the reason that you're doing it wrong, and understanding the haiku. So I'm going to get into another poem and take a break, and then get into another poem. And again, understanding what a haiku is, like I just explained, what the urban haiku is kind of the same thing. Let me see. And the extensive use of vocabulary is better suited for the longer poems, but the and the urban haiku can rhyme, and typically the haiku doesn't rhyme, but the urban haiku can, and that's the coolness of it. So I'm gonna do another one, and then, you know, take a break and come back. No jobs. Feminist movement gave them mind games. Groupies. Retarded. Emotional. Celebrities. Poet 365. Okay, good. Quickly take a quick break and come right back.
It's going down like this, motherfucker.
Change, cause I be caught up in the middle of it. Click my pistol, and in his fucking throat I shove it. Give me your money, and take that parlay off, nigga. Fuck Tommy Finger, I'm off that dough and liquor. See, I be dwelling in the east side of San Pedro Park. I smoke a camel, that Lucy here that had me spark. This little broad said I'm living in my last days. My mother loved me, she say she hate my bad ways. But still she blame it on herself for doing what she done. It wasn't fun, she moved us in the ghetto slums. So what you think about myself, cause I'm a grown man, a bad man. Survival was whatever you can, you think you know it. Flossing, but I know you's a bitch, cause I be watching. Trying to get my rob on this shit. See niggas underestimate the city that I claim. Where I'm a nigga saying, what the fuck is gang bang? Hard living motherfucker, represent your turf, your side of town. You know that's what I fucking found. Knees dirty, hands dirty, smoking on the tree. Gambling my drug money, hell yeah, Tita Lee. Cause I'm the nigga says crime do pays. My people say they love me, they just say they hate my bad ways. Real badass way.
Bad way.
Real badass way.
You got bad way.
Real badass way.
Get clocked cause it pays. From city to city,
save the state. I'm checking my game with my motherfucking trusted 38. But wait, bubonic at the all-time low. Got to hit the ATM and get some money for sure. Reclining in my Cadillac, puffing Newport. 18 on bump, straight up bumping too short. You caught in the midst of a scandalous ass vibe. Recopped another sack, so you know my ass high. Funk made by my nigga named X. Bitches with the fat lips and fat ass. I want two stacks, check this. Nuts to your chin, now fin. I recommend motherfucking hoes make your knees bend. You can't get with this on any day. Best believe murder, I got the motherfucking badass way.
Badass way.
You know it, motherfucker.
Real badass way. Real badass way.
I'm living life on hinges. My niggas in bins is I'm broke. I'm giving nothing but hell, y'all. It's cutthroat. I wrote a rhyme, called it a pastime of hurting ass shit that I faced the last time. My last dime goes on food. I'm in the mood for a stick up to pick up little something on the get up. You hit up, blessed by the way. I protest your world, getting it all off my chest. Yes, the struggle grabbed me, hating. Better had me drama from my mama, disowned by my daddy. What should I do? Tuck my head and throw them bolos. If anybody know about the trouble, I bet Joe knows. And raw living, it remind me of the shit that I wanna put behind me. I'm staying hot for days, cause what I'm doing it pays. They don't hate me really, they hate my bad ways.
Bad ways.
Real badass ways.
Bad ways.
Real badass ways.
They hate my bad ways.
Real badass ways.
Yeah. I've been a player for years, this ain't no rapper's dream. You leaving messages on her answer machine. I'm in the bed, listening, laughing, tickling, giggling, kicking it. Nigga, I be sticking it. You was hugged up with her when I met her. She gave me that look like, please make it better. I told her with my eyes, meet me over there. Instantly, she was the victim of a player. I be spitting this game like Iceberg Slim. What about your man? She said, fuck him, let's roll. So we jumped in the Benz, left you at the bar, talking to your friend. Short dog came through with the satisfaction. Now you run around like a fatal attraction. Cause I've been in the pussy for the last few days. Don't take it personal, it's just my badass ways.
Bad way,
real badass ways.
Bad way,
real badass ways.
Bad way,
real badass ways.
My real badass ways. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what is it? More about the, the urban haiku and the haiku. Haiku poets may write poems that are just a short fragment with three or a few words. And that is your haiku. And this is an example of one of the urban haikus in the standard situation where the haiku poet can write in a fragment with just three or a few words. And this is one that is perfectly aligned with what the urban haiku focuses on, the details of one's environment and how that relates to the human condition. And that human condition can vary from, again, up, down, down, left, right, good, bad, right, wrong. And this one goes like this. When you reach manhood before your father, the poet, 365. And again, the urban haiku doesn't have anything. That is a, like I said, the judgment and the literary analysis, and you're not subject to a subjective judgment, you know. When you read these poems, because they are fleeting thoughts of human condition, you know, and don't necessarily have to do with any one person except for the thought, just like a haiku, Japanese haiku, where they are talking about the nature, season, a visual a visual thought or language when they speak their haikus about the nature. So it's the same also in the urban haiku, and that's what's cool about it. Excuse me. Throat is dry. I gotta get something to drink real quick. And we will be right back after this.
And then we'll walk right up to the bed. Walk right up to the
Poetry After Six. the urban haiku. And next we'll be getting into some tantra sex, which is the art of having sex without having sex. It's common phrasing in layman's terms. So, you know, we got to get into that. That's one of the things that this system here has tried to stop people from doing a lot of engaging in Western cultures, engaging in Eastern philosophies, engaging in, you know, African culture. And these are all the things that we actually should be, because it opens you up to some great things. I was in the mall, one mall, with my son, and we were walking through. What were we doing? We were going to a particular store, and we had to go to another town. So when we got there, we're like, okay, it's up there. There it is, right there. And we see this young Caucasian boy with these rings in his ear, but they are these African rings that they put in the ear to make the hole of your ear get bigger and bigger and bigger until they're able to put it in your ear and do the same thing with the lip this tribe does. And I told my son, I'm like, look, you know, I said, he's observing African culture that our people don't even care to know, and these guys care to know it that much that they cut their body and put a African tribal you know, seriousness. So but yeah, so we need to embrace those cultures, because those are our cultures, all of them, and everybody else knows it except for us. And so I'm going to continue to go on to the urban haiku, and just to show you how they work, and because they employ, and then they have the freedom to go like this here. I lay her down right on my side of the bed, at the head, where she can be right next to me. Feel me, to comfort me, to reveal to me, to help me, make me see God's, the Creator, and love in its original form, poetry. Poet 365. That's the urban haiku. Yeah, that's the urban haiku right there. And I'm producing this book called of an Urban Emperor and His Mistress Poetry by the Poet 365. And these are the poems that will be in this book. And here's a And again, some of them, you know, because it is a urban haiku and is a creation of the poet, it has this variation of the tradition. But this is the flavor. And so it goes like this. Like a deep, slow drag from a spliff. We're so comfortable. I mean, like a hot shot, so warm inside I get drunk. Don Coltrane is the main thing that drives away the insane pain. Bye bye, Blackbird. John Coltrane is the main thing that makes me live again with giant steps. John Coltrane makes the rain sane, makes heat lane and everything else that's jumbled up in my brain, wheeling and dealing. John Coltrane is setting the pace. He drives away the pain in my insane brain when he's in my lane. On the blue train, John Coltrane is making me the believer. Without his black pearls, I'm going insane. With John Coltrane, I'm on the last train around midnight, living a lush life with the cats in the stardust of the car, kind of afro blue. John Coltrane is the main thing that is in my range. When I reach for the ascent of his impression of a love supreme, he is one of my favorite things. It's John Coltrane that makes me say, could I say mama, when she sees and looks into my eyes. It's John Coltrane that makes me say, someday my prince will come. It's John Coltrane. It's John Coltrane. It's John Coltrane. Yeah, welcome back. Little weird stuff going on, boy. I got some gremlins jumping off here left and right, but that is the poet. 65, we got John Coltrane. I gotta write down this other. Oh, where is it? I think I did. It's in my book here. Where is that book? And there's some poems that I'm going to have to commit to memory, and I'm just going to have to do it. And but I usually don't commit my poems to memory. And oh yeah, because I was going to, yeah, that's John Coltrane right there, The Journey. I got this poem, and it's jazz poem. I want to remember that John Coltrane poem. And I want to remember this poem. This is a jazz poem, like jazz. Love you like jazz. I breathe you, be on top, straight ahead, driving you down and up the lane like train, making you sing like a bird, tinkle, tinkle, tickling your black ivory pearl, blowing your mind with saxophone tones in you, making you pulse with beats. I get you heated from the rim shots, moving fast, so fast, you can't keep up the pace. Hard bop all in your face, wailing, blaring in your soul, changing your moody blues into gold like jazz. I'm in you, lady, like the key of D, A, Y.
Nakupenda, wewe nampenda, milele na milele, nakupenda, Billy. Katika Mwangawa Juana Mvua. Ruaha Hakuna Mau Nivu Kenan Atena. Wapenzi na marafiki, siku na wewe kwa akili ya nampuki siku ya maisha yetu. Mimi kama mume wako na wewe kama mke wangu. Poetry 365. Translation, I love you. You, I love forever and ever. I love you forever. In the sunshine and the rain, joy, no pain. Again and again, lovers and friends. A day with you for the rest of our life. Me as your husband, and you as my wife. 365.
Yeah. Welcome back. Getting some technical difficulties here, and I had to reconnect the microphone. Let me see if I can get through this. This poem, let's see. Oof. Right, here we go. Anyway, the poet 365, like jazz, I might do it even better this time. I need to practice. Love you like jazz. I breathe you like bebop on top, straight ahead, driving you up, down, and up the lane like train, making you sing like a bird, tinkle, tinkle, tickling your black ivory pearl, blowing your mind with saxophone tones in you, making you pulse with beats. I got you heated up from the rim shots, moving so fast you can't keep up pace, hard bop all in your face, wailing, blaring in your soul, changing your moody blues to gold. Like jazz, I'm in you, lady, like the key of D-A-Y. I'm putting it in you like traditional bandit style. And you can't put up your dukes. I got you like a stray horn on holiday, riding on the long train to a love supreme, opening every Hubbard cupboard, ready to Freddy, ready like Freddy, grooving for miles on the silver bypass in a blue haze of Mingus. Got you, you got me ready to cannonball you like jazz. I do you, I hold you like a guitar in hand. I feel you like the crosswinds of Cobb Ham and Humphrey. It's so lovely like jazz. I take you and lock you up like monk. Together in our solitude, just me and you, just to hear you moan some moan, it's like lifting when it hits giant steps going west. When I present to you the golden flute, it's Yusuf all on your headhunter. Grazing in the grass to Harlem Bush music. It is loving, and you be like art, and I be the romantic warrior, returning to forever like jazz. The poet 365, and that was just a poem that that I'm going to want to commit to memory. Like jazz. the references in that poem is kind of cool. So I know when I commit it to memory, then I could flow with it better or even emphasize it a little bit better. But I just need to read it more and commit it to memory, and that'll be a nice poem. Like a new poem without remembering it. And said I thought there was another one. Is it in here? Yeah. And the
not depends.
Dre, the doctor. You think you can redefine me as some punk ass wannabe? Put me in the box of a box of broke clocks. I'm Dre, the doctor. Please. If I was what you call a nigga, I'd clock you. But as an intelligent black man, I just sit back and watch you expose your hidden truth, lying. You ain't roofed into boots. Your self-destructive behavior is a proof. I'm Dre, the doctor, the proctor. You're not even fluent. Don't be stupid. I'm the teacher. You're the student being tested. You give up so easily. You've been bested by the virtues of others, nested in their actions, humble and selfless. You failed the examination, digging for bookies without fingernails. You should frustrate yourself, but you don't have the minor wit to figure it. Use a tissue. It's better for your health. I'm Dre, the doctor of the Commonwealth. Respect the position. Be quiet and listen. That is the definition of submission. The poet 365.
Yeah, having some issues here. I keep getting my mic disconnected from the connection, and I jumped in there with a track. But this poem is Nina Simone, and I would love to get these poems committed to memory. Nina, come on, Simone, where the chilly winds don't blow no more. Those other girls are not my style. All the while, I just care for you. I will never leave you. I don't care for shows. I don't care for clothes. I don't care for cars. I don't care for high-toned places. Baby, I care for you. You know that I love you. You know how I feel. I know just how you feel. And we know it's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Look, Simone, come on. Don't explain. There's nothing to say. You know that I love you. You're the keeper of the flame. Flame. Where you going? I get that mood indigo. I know you want more and more and then some. And baby, when you're through, I'll start back loving you. Ain't no strange fruit. When you look, I done put red roses around your door. You give me power all day. I'll be your brown-eyed, handsome man. I'm coming home to you. Nina. Nina, I love you. I love you from your lips to your toes to the shape of your afro. I love your elbows, ears, and eyes. I love the sound of your sighs, the smile in your thighs. I see it in your eyes, the sounds you make. I love you. Black woman, mother of the earth, black woman who gave me birth. You can truly see what's in me. You can help me be the best I can be. You feed me my fire when I'm on the wire, keeping me calm when it gets higher. Sweet like sugar and fine like wine, always keeping you on my mind. You're giving me my life a new light to reach for, giving me so much, how could I ask for more? Keeping us tight when we're getting loose, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. A world of beauty before beautiful you, always where black women can bathe naked and unashamed in gentle streams, a world where poetry is you, black woman. Love of the black man is your weapon. With your every great man, there is a great woman. Her womb is the chamber that produces life. Her breast provides the nurture and nutrition for growth. And as you age, mind, body, and soul, in and became more beautiful. You are the future of the wisdom that the evil forces try to hide, but no longer will you be hidden in the jungle. You will always exist because your wish is my command. Your command is your wish, and the job of the man is to accept, protect, and be fruitful and multiply. Honor and love and honor until the day she dies. Black woman. About the fun, it's not all about the love making. When you gonna come? When you gonna come? Tell me, when you gonna come to your senses? It's not all about the fun, it's about the love making from the dome. It's about the mental sensation, the timing of verbal ejaculation, psychological elation, and the expectation for intellectual satisfaction. As a matter of fact, lay back, relax. As I attack your mental stress, let me put this in your stomach so you can digest some consciousness. Let me place on your breast some words of manliness to protect your neck from evilness. Just a moment, wait a minute, hold on tight. I had to stop myself from coming too hard with words of advice. Now I'm going in deep. Open up. Let me in these sheets. Grab hold of this book. Turn over. I'm looking over your shoulder. This is a new chapter. We're on the same page, the same paragraph, the same sentence. and the same word, let's go. Let go of your emotions and read me again and again, grabbing hold of your butt, conjugating, loving the passion within, communicating. Tell me when you're going to come, when you're going to come to your senses. I want to know when you're going to explode your mental revelation. Take off all your clothes of ignorance and take the mental journey with me. I'll make you feel good, not with romancing, but with understanding. I'm going to tell it to me. Your secret is safe with me. I already know. I can tell by your breathing. So tell me when you're going to come. Come when you're going to come to your senses. Tell me when you're going to come as a woman, not my baby boo. Iron to iron sharpens, not wood. Tell me when you're going to come to your senses. The Poet 365, kicking it. That's pretty wet ink, I believe. Here goes. Judge me. Judge me and see for your own self who I be, the man that everyone can see plainly, the evidence, the ocular proof. When he says he does what he said he would, judge me and see inside and out. He is what he's saying. And I am that I am. There is no scam, sham, bacon, or ham. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Not you, not me. I am the love supreme by revolutionary means. Judge me by the track record, my functional, dysfunctional upbringing, survival of the fittest. Fire proven, creator driven. Judge me on my love, my parenting, my loyalty and commitment. Judge me on my ability, my mentality. Make a proper assessment of me. Don't assume assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Judge me. Poet 365, check, check, one. Yeah. And that is the wet ink right there. Make a proper assessment. Don't assume it's the lowest form of knowledge. Assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. So I'm working on another poem, The Road Less Taken. Yeah, I gotta get some more poems in there. But I gotta get my lovey-dovey poems. Gotta get them back. But welcome to the Urban Haiku. And I don't know if I did this one. Here we go. Here's an Urban Haiku. I thought. I woke and thought of her so sweet, strong, and respectful, humble, and helpful. Never getting the love she should have, never knowing a man. The Poet 365. Never getting the. Yeah. That is the never getting the love. Gotta make a correction in my book here. You write these things down and then, like, wait a minute, that don't sound right. So that is urban. That is the urban haiku right there. I'm going to read it again. And this one has a title. It's I Thought. I woke and thought her so sweet, strong, and respectful, humble, and helpful, never getting the love she should have, never knowing a man. The poet, 365. So, you know, this is a tremendously deep concept of haiku. Here's another one that is quite interesting in and of itself. Like I said, think of it as a meditation. And there's another element of haiku that I need to explain from the Japanese. the haiku originated from this thing called a haiki no renga. That's almost like nam yoho renge. But this is a naki no renga. And a naki no renga is a group of poems that is usually 100 verses. And they call it the hoku, or the starting verse of the renga, usually indicates the season and contains the main word, and the haiku poem continues to that tradition. But imagine that like they say, the haiku, the great haikuist poets reads the says the haiku 1,000 times on the tongue, and then drafts it and redrafts the poem until the meaning is perfectly expressed. That's the urban haiku. I mean, that's the Japanese haikuist. The urban haiku poet, as few can use as few, but as many as needed to convey the imagery of the urban, the imagery of the thought, or the sensory object. And I just got a call or indication that we got some difficulties. Yeah, I know there's difficulties because I'm experiencing them, but I'm going to take a quick poetic break and come right back. Here's to you, Black Soldier.
your oppressor, oppress another man. Here's to you who volunteer your precious lives to give, while we here in the ghetto are struggling to live. Here's to you who gun in hand another's land to roam, while National Guardsmen terrorize the ones you've left at home. We hope and pray that you've been spared when casualties are high. We demonstrate for your return and we mourn you when you die. We've watched you grow up from a child. We know your strength and might. It is no news for us to hear how gallantly you fight. It is a sin for you to be upon some foreign shores when you are needed right here at home, protecting what is yours. To know the use of weaponry, I must admit, that's good. There is an occupation force in our neighborhood. They call themselves peace officers and law enforcement groups. But from the acts that they commit, we know that they are troops. The government is cracking down with their oppressive hands. They have the dream of stamping out resistance in the land. But our determination grows and widens with the day. We'll fight them from the rooftops and from the alleyways. We'll fall upon them in the night and we'll put them to the blade. We'll free the prisoners from their jails and calculated raids. Just one desire burns in our hearts, our bonds and chains to bust. We only wish that with your skills that you were here with us. Here's to you, black soldier, in some far-off distant land. Sometimes the question does arise, on which side do you stand? They called it a riot in Newark when the people arose as one. In Detroit and Boston and Cleveland and Watts, they fought back with firebombs and guns. What's the matter with these niggas, they said? They seem to be going wild. All of this fuss over one incident, a policeman killing a child. And while they're burning and looting the stores, the merchant has been their friend. Well, maybe he cheated for a few cents every now and then. And what about the tenements? They're burning down in the slums. Some dog they call a slumlord is losing his income. What a scare they received when the brother said, no, let's not burn the ghettos down. We'll break up in groups and firebomb and loot on the opposite side of town. So then they called in their army, machine guns and tanks, and ordered them to attack. The people arose together as one and used what they had to fight back. And now that it's happened, the question arises, why are the few in fuss? If they look over their past and examine their deeds, they'll know what's the matter with us. When will the promises be fulfilled that they've made to us over the years? Where's the pay we have not received for our blood and sweat and tears? Where's the employment that we need, the decent salaries? The welfare payments will not do to feed a family. They say conditions are this way because we don't have skills. But instead they offer us extermination pills. So we sound a warning. They better change their tune. They don't have long to make things right. They better do something soon. Their law enforcement will not work. Whatever they conspire will only serve to make us strong. We will fight fire with fire. No, that was not a riot that they saw down in the slums. That was a dress rehearsal for things that's yet to come.
Yeah, here's to you, black soldier. You know, and it's interesting, you know, what the military does to people and what the military has done to people of color, and how much the people of color have done for
this country, this United States, in the military. Here's a haiku, an urban haiku. I'm just trying to, clearly state this in a synopsis of the urban haiku, because as it states, the urban haiku focuses on details of one's environment that relate to the human condition. Basically put, so that could be your environment, and that's what this poem, this urban haiku, signifies or demonstrates. The view of America through a black eye, 8 churches burn in a month, 8 in a 10-day average. Pay attention, this is hate school. 5,000 black people die in police custody. Now, who's race baiting? Poet 365, and that directly relates to the details of one's environment and the human condition. And that is a powerful haiku right there. But I wanna write. I got one page. That's not the page. I gotta write it on this page. Oh man, I'm thinking out loud because I wanna write a short prelude or synopsis of what the urban haiku is. And when I started writing this book, I usually leave like 3 pages in the beginning for all of this love too. And so that's that. But the urban haiku, and again, the urban haiku doesn't have to adhere to the 5-7-5 or the 5-3-5 syllable pattern, and the urban haiku and the urban haiku can also rhyme with the haiku generally, the Japanese haiku doesn't generally rhyme, or the haiku doesn't generally rhyme, but the urban haiku can also rhyme, and that's interesting and cool about that too. So let's take a quick poetry.
I am a beast. I am a beast. I'm not so sweet. Some sweet treat you can eat. Stop. Don't step in my path. You're too weak. You're too meek. You'll be trampled underneath my feet. I'm a beast. The poet Akili.
Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar, read for LibriVox.org by Sky Albatross. A crust of bread and a corner to sleep in, a minute to smile and an hour to weep in, a pint of joy to a peck of trouble, and never a laugh but the moans come double, and that is life. A crust and a corner that love makes precious, with a smile to warm and the tears to refresh us. And joy seems sweeter when cares come after, and a moan is the finest of foils for laughter. and that is life. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Enter Zaki Shange.
What does it mean that black folks could sing and dance? Why do we say that so much? We don't know what we mean? I saw what that means. Good God, did I see it. I could have walked on the water, fed the naked, clothed the hungry with what dance I saw today. I don't mean dance. I mean like a closer walk with thee, a race through swamps that fall off in space. I mean, I saw the black people move the ground and set the stars beneath their feet. So what's this mean that black folks could dance? Well, how about a woman like Bernadine, who can make her body the night riders and the runaways, the children hanging on their mama's dresses while their fathers beat to death, the blood from the man's womb, his woman's tears, the night riders going off in the darkness, the silence of the night? How about a woman whose body was all of that, whose very presence humbled all but the drum? Now that's a dance. Like Fred careening across the stage on his stomach bare, 50 feet sound like possums and rattlesnakes. Mississippi undercurrents and steaming hog maws tossing him from Decatur to South Texas, tearing him from contractions to leaps, his body taking space around 30 redwood trees. And those sounds kept pushing him. Little racing motors like the cops was round the bend. Windows open and shut because there are things others ought not hear. Feet on stairways of burned out homes. The sounds just keep on pushing him. The sounds just keep on pushing her. And there was a dance that was a black dance. That's what it means that black folks could dance. It don't mean we got rhythm. It don't mean the slop or the hully gully or this dance in Houston called the white boy. It don't mean just what we do all the time. It's how we remember what cannot be said. That's why the white folks say it ain't got no form. What was the form of slavery? What was the form of Jim Crow? And how in the hell would they know? Braided lady of Subway Simpson, magic rings and nose and wrists. Music in the style of islands, laces, the trains, dancing in tunnels of Hades. Ka-jingle, jingle, ka-jingle, jingle, ka-jingle, juju, ka-jingle, jingle, ka-jingle, juju.
Yeah, and Tazaki Shange. I was reading her when, what was it? When the nappy edges, when the rainbow wasn't enough, when the girls who considered suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, She had two books. I had two of her books. One was Nappy Edges, and the other one was, I think they even made a movie about it, but I didn't go see it because I didn't really want to mess up what I read in my head, because sometimes they don't do stuff right. I didn't get a chance to see the movie, but it was for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough. And that's her. And again, these are books that I was reading before I, let me see, when did I read that book? I read that book, it was either in high school or just got out of high school. And so yeah, that's good poetry here. Check out this poem. Check. Poetry at the Six. Poetry at the Six. Oh. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this track to play.